Well, joining us for his regular chat, and that's Mr. Ken Bates. Morning, KB.
Morning, Darren.
How are you?
Sun's shining. Pretty nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice as well across Yorkshire. Very, very, very nice. Let's start, as ever, with Leeds United. Well, back-to-back defeats, KB, and disappointment down at Brentford and Reading, but Brentford most recently on Tuesday night. It puts a big impetus and a must-not-lose game against Preston this weekend.
Well, we now got, is it 6 points, 5 points, cushion?
Yeah, I think it's five points, yeah.
Fulham. And Preston is eighth. So that's a useful six-pointer. If we beat them, put Preston out of the game. Put Preston out of the game then for five games to go. And of course, Simon Grayson coming back. It'd be doubly sweet if we can beat them. But it's a little bit concerning that all of a sudden we've lost our way in somewhat, haven't scored a goal in two games, and lost away from home twice. Reading were worthy competitors, and that game could have gone either way. So I wasn't too concerned, although I was disappointed, obviously, wasn't too concerned. But Brentford's another story, and bit worrying. Mr. Monk must be thinking, cab on. Then, of course, we've got this fellow Cooper, who's been suspended for six games. In fact, his last one will be the last game of the season, and then raises an interesting discussion: should he be brought back for the last game? Because he's got the experience, but B, would he be match fit? And training and training grounds doesn't bring out the sharpness that you get only by playing competitive football. So it might be a bit better, depending where we are in the playoffs, of course, might be better off giving some younger kid a chance and let him get a bit more experience. Interesting conundrum for Monkey. But, the chips are down now. As Sir Alex Ferguson would say, it's squeaky bum time. Make sure we get in the playoffs. I think we can forget the automatic promotion situation now. But it's certainly very much in the playoffs. I mean, Huddersfield, Sheffield, Wednesday and Leeds, as well as Reading, to make an interesting end of season finale.
Yeah, it certainly does, KB. You were watching one other of Leeds United's young talents. When he was at Leeds United, but Fabian Delph for Man City last night.
Yes, I was at Stamford Bridge last night and to watch it. Very interesting game. But the outstanding player for me was Fabian Delph. I remember him as a slight young kid, a mere stripling of a youth. But he's put a bit of weight on, not fat. He's now a really strong body. And he's also hellishly fast. And he could tackle, move the ball, get into all the open positions, and make a good pass as well. He was outstanding. A great credit to the Leeds United Academy system at Thorpe Arch. Let's hope there's a steady stream of ones like him coming through.
Just sticking with Leeds United, I mean, a bit of a problem as well with the defender, and we sort of touched on it, but Liam Cooper's now out for six games, banned for six games. That's pretty much the end of his season, really, unless we do get to the playoffs. But maybe that's going to make a decision in defence a little bit easier for Gary Monk.
Well, it reduces options by one, won't it?
Yeah.
That's for sure. But also it means that he can probably pick a steady defence who'll play together and work together. There'll be a bit more dynamism in his midfield, a bit of leadership, bit of challenge, and it also needs all the fans to get behind them in the running. If they have any discussions on how I think the club is run or this or the other, forget that until mid-May. Start looking forward to the playoff final at Wembley.
Moving on, KB, there's lots going on in the world at the moment. Brexit has been triggered, Article 50, and almost, very, very quickly after that, it seemed to descend into a little bit of chaos with people coming out about Gibraltar and whether or not we should defend Gibraltar like we defended the Falklands, and almost saying that we should be sending a task force over there. It's got a bit silly in this last week, KB.
Well, it has, and I think they never thought. I mean, Cameron told everybody, all the European chums, as they call it, his chumocracy, that the referendum would be a piece of cake, unnecessary evil, if you like. But don't worry, everything will be okay. Unfortunately, his European chums didn't help him on the negotiations. So when he came back with nothing at all to offer. And I think that's what infuriated the British people. Because he promised so much and delivered nothing. I don't think the Europeans thought it would ever happen. And now we've done it. We've served our notice and we're now into the 2 years. That's causing people to think again, particularly in Europe. Particularly those who made all the threats, if you remember. We'd be really hardly punished, said Juncker, in the figure of 50, 60 billion. Exit fee came up. And then warning us about our trade deal. Well, hang on. Our trade deal. They sell us more than we buy from them. That's the first thing. Same thing about immigration, which the BEM owners and the Brexiteers haven't really pointed out. They're not saying they're going to have any immigration. They're saying we want to control it. We don't want gypsies coming in from Romania living on our benefit system. We want to let people in. After all, we are a nation of immigrants. We want the right people in. We've got something to contribute. Just come and be sponges and parasites off the back of British citizens. And that point hadn't been made forcefully enough. Where there's a job, and we can't fill it locally, and of course, we should take people in, but not willy-nilly. And they're all talking about they can't get the unskilled workers to work in the fields and do this and do that and do the other. Well, there's plenty of unskilled people available in England. They're called benefit scroungers. And it's very easy. They should be made to work. Why should they live off other people's hard work? They should be put out to work, made to work, and that will fill some of our job shortages, bring down our unemployment figures, reduce the benefits bill, and generally improve the economy throughout the country. So that's the point of immigration. Theresa May has failed to emphasise it, make it clear to the people. Not saying no immigration, saying controlled immigration. So we can say who we let in. What's more important, who we can throw out. On the question of Gibraltar, well, Spain had been banging that drum for years. And they made, some idiot made a silly remark about making it nasty for all the people who live in Spain. Well, hang on, if you say the Costa del Sol, if you took away the British tourists, how many Spaniards will be out of work? How would their cities and economies thrive without the tourist pound? And they're saying it'll make it difficult for planes to get into Gibraltar. Well, how about making it difficult for Spanish planes to get into England? Or fly across England, Britain, if they're going to America? So, all these silly threats. Okay, but the trouble is that they register and people panic. But when the chips are down, the Spanish economy is in a mess. They've got Catalonia, where Barcelona is, who want to be independent, a bit like Scotland. Catalonia's got a very thriving economy, unlike Scotland. And all this, when all hot air's gone, people actually sit down with a piece of paper and write down what they can and what they can't do, then realism will take over. And whenever you go into negotiation, you always start off with a hard position, and then you have to give and take. Start off by saying what you want, which you know very well the other side won't agree to anyway, and then you moderate. You give and you take. And I believe, I mean, Boris Johnson, or was it Nigel Farage, he said, well, plenty of other countries supply wine besides France. We don't have to go to Belgium for our chocolates. And we don't have to buy German cars. So there's give and take. And of course, we have a particular problem with Ireland, to be fair to Ireland, because half their exports are sold to the UK, and most of the rest go through the UK to get to Europe. So all these threats, take it with a pinch of salt, and we'll get on with our lives. Because, so we're all going to be rocky, is it? And so, you know, like the French say, they're trying to nick all our bankers, what, 75% tax rate? Really, what is it, 40% in the UK? All these unrealistic threats, unrealistic hopes. All we've got to do is keep our head down, keep calm, and get on with it. Think of all those lovely fishing jobs we've got to come back to the port of Hull, Whitby, Fleetwood, Southampton, Cardiff, and all the other ports that have been devastated by the fishing market. No more Spanish and French ships coming in to sell us our fish, which is caught in our waters. Our people can do it. How many thousand jobs does that create? And they're banging about the farming industry. The fact of the matter is, if we don't have to eat Spanish cauliflowers, we can eat Lincolnshire cauliflowers. And the other thing, the other red herring that you're hearing about is that, oh, we get all this research from Europe, and we go out the window if we leave. Well, hang on. All that happens is we send the money to Brussels, and they nick about 30% of it, and send the rest back to us. So we nick, cut out the middlemen, and our subsidy can go straight to our farmers and our research establishments. And still have enough in the pot for the National Health Service. A slimmed down National Health Service. Once we got rid of all the consultants, the managers, and the secretaries, etc., etc., and cut out all the waste. So we'll do okay. Now we can do okay. Because the civil servants won't be spending some of their time trotting off to Europe, have expenses paid lunches with their European counterparts, and negotiating half the time for laws which don't really apply to us. We can concentrate on running our own country more efficiently and more cheaply and more touchy-feely. Get rid of the European Court of Justice, so our Supreme Court decides what we do in our country. And then, of course, for entertainment, we can watch Mrs. Sturgeon performing, looking more and more ridiculous every time she comes on TV. And she's a bluffer. She's got nothing to offer. And she's got no power, no threats. The so-called Scottish Royal belongs to the Orkneys and the Shetlands. I've already said that if the Scots want an independent referendum, they would like one too, to leave Scotland and join Norway. So I think we have to sit back, and the biggest problem facing us actually is Northern Ireland, because they have a land border with the Big Irish Republic. You've got a resurgence of Sinn Féin, and you have that silly First Minister. Potsdam First Minister, did a daft job and cost the country $500 million in green fuel practices, renewable energy, whatever they call it these days. And I think that the Protestant majority are going to start behaving more tolerantly, more constructively towards their Catholic minority. And then we can sort out the border. That's a bigger problem. But against that, we have the fact that the Irish Republic government wants to resolve the matter amicably and simply. Whereas in Scotland, remember all those nutcases behaving like playground idiots in the House of Commons. He's a bit late out of school. So we'll be okay. Keep our head down. Ignore the rubbish. Let's get cracking. And I was having a chat with Peter McCormack yesterday, keeping me up to date on how things are going at Leeds. Not just Leeds United, but the city of Leeds and the county of Yorkshire. And I believe Yorkshire's going to do very well after Brexit. Well, I believe, since we're the third biggest city in the country anyway, bigger than Glasgow, bigger than Edinburgh, bigger population than Scotland, and well situated, I believe Yorkshire will be made a large beneficiary of Brexit. All we can do is work at it, keep our head down, and the other people do the moaning while we do the work.
So we wish you well for this week, and we'll catch up with you at the same time next week.
Thank you. And just tell our almost award-winning team to stick at it and keep at it.